Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Just a note about this program. Hanukkah begins this year on the evening of December 6th, and many cities in Spain are celebrating it with different activities that are free and open to the general public. After our interview with Laurel, we'll tell you about some of them. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the name of an organization that permits Americans to spend time in Israel doing volunteer work with the Israeli army? Laurel Zender is an American university student who's spending a semester in Madrid. She's also a volunteer intern at Radio Sefarad. We spoke with her about her interest in Jewish subjects and what she's doing here at the radio.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Lauren. Could you give us a little bit of background about yourself? Where are you from? What are you doing here? Why are you volunteering at the radio?
Hi, so my name is Lauren. I'm from the United States, but I'm currently studying abroad in Spain for 6 months. I'm studying political science and Jewish studies, and it's funny because the way I actually got interested in that field of study was after traveling to Israel 2 years ago. My freshman year of college, I was studying Hebrew just for fun, really no religious connection, I guess you could say, but just an interest of the culture and the language. And so that summer, I wanted to travel to Israel to experience a new culture and practice a language I've been studying. I volunteered in the army for 3 weeks with the organization called Volunteers for Israel. And the day after I was on the army base, the war began. Operation Protective Edge began. And I'll never forget the day when all of the soldiers came back from the base and they had found the bodies of the three boys that were kidnapped. And my freshman year, I was like, maybe I'll study religion or philosophy or business. I had no idea. But after being in Israel and needing to pay attention to the news every single day, I realized that Jewish studies and political science was what I was most interested in.
Let me ask you something about this trip to Israel. Was that with a birthright program, or how did you happen to go to Israel?
No, so not being Jewish, I'm not eligible for birthright, but I did apply for something they coin as the Christian birthright. It's called the Israel Experience College Scholarship, and they take about 30 college students every year who want to apply to go to Israel for free, and you see the main sites that all the other taglites are going to, we saw them everywhere. Yeah, that's why I went to Israel at first, but then I wanted to stay longer because I've been studying Hebrew, and so I found the volunteer group with the army. So I was there a total of 6 weeks that summer, and so it was merely because there are places I want to see in Israel as a Christian, and also I love learning new languages and experiencing new cultures. And so that's how Hebrew at first got tagged onto it, but now it's a lot more. I think it's great.
How were you received in Israel and in the army not being Jewish? Did you have any problems with that?
I think flying there in the airport, it's really hard. Right when they find you're not Jewish, it's a lot. There's a lot of security, which I understand, so it doesn't offend me. But being in Israel, they're so excited to have tourists, have people that are there that are interested in their culture. And so some of the soldiers would ask me, why are you here if you're not Jewish? And I was like, oh, because I love Israel and I care for Jewish people and I support what they're doing. And they would be so surprised and so touched by it. And so I never got any negative reactions from the people there.
You're volunteering here at the radio.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that happened and what you're doing here.
Yeah, so as I said earlier, I'm studying abroad in Madrid for 6 months. And they said to find somewhere you can volunteer or work with for 3 hours a week. And you can experience Spanish culture and just see what the workplace is like. A lot of my friends are teaching English elementary schools. That wasn't my interest. There's people here who want to be doctors or shadowing doctors. And I'm very interested in the politics of anti-Semitism and how to combat it. That's my passion. I want to go get a master's degree at Herzliya in counterterrorism and diplomacy. And so I was looking at organizations, and Radio Sepharad was one of the few that had a space for me to be here. I agreed with their vision and what they were doing and why they were founded.
And what exactly are you doing here at the radio?
So I'm here doing whatever job they need of me. Usually I edit photos for the articles that appear online, and I also volunteer to go to events and take pictures for them.
Do you ever do any interviews or anything?
No, not personally. I'm here studying Spanish, so it's not at the level where I could write or do my own interviews in Spanish, but I help with what I can do with their English and being in their environment where I'm practicing my own Spanish.
What do you enjoy about being here at the radio?
I enjoy working with a group of people that I care about, and I agree with their mission and what they're doing, while I can improve my Spanish.
So, you're here for 6 months. You told us a little bit about what your plans are for the future, but what are you planning to do then when you go back?
So, I come home, I have 4 weeks in Utah until I go to school again in the spring, and I'll just continue taking classes in political science and Jewish history, Jewish studies. And I have one more year, my senior year, and then, like I said, I hope to do like a Hebrew immersion program and then prepare to go to Israel for my master's.
And what kind of work would you eventually like to do?
Well, there's a lot of different things with the degrees I want, but something that I was looking into, the CIA has counterterrorism analysts. That was very interesting to me. I'm not quite sure exactly what it'll be, but I know that knowing English, Hebrew, hopefully German, maybe Arabic, you know, I could find a lot of jobs that have to do with intelligence or things with politics. I'm not exactly sure what it will be, but something along those lines.
Aside from Radio Sepharad, have you had any other contacts with the Jewish community here?
No, this is the only contact I've had. I did talk to the Jewish community in Madrid, and I was going to try to work with them as well, but I guess there wasn't a place for me in the time I was available, and they needed me.
Is there anything else you can tell us?
I guess a lot of people are confused why, as someone who's not Jewish, like why I'm so interested, and it's something I'm always doing, reading the Middle Eastern news and studying the politics of anti-Semitism, but I guess I can say, like, I'm just so thankful to be able to study this topic, and I realize how important it is, and I just want the Jewish community in Madrid and the world to hopefully know that there are other people who believe for their cause. Yeah, there are many non-Jewish people who support Israel and the Jewish community around the world with no strings attached.
Thank you. And now, as promised, we'll tell you about some of the activities that have been organized in different Spanish cities to celebrate Hanukkah next week. All of these are free and open to the general public, and we hope that as many of you as possible will join us in celebrating the Festival of Lights. Many cities are celebrating Hanukkah this year, so we'll tell you in detail about two of them and give you information about the rest of them in writing on this page. In Madrid, what has become a traditional celebration will take place on Thursday, December 10th at 7 p.m. in the Plaza de la Villa on the Calle Mayor, where the fifth candle of a giant menorah will be lit. The mayor of Madrid and the Israeli ambassador will participate in the ceremony, and there will be performances by the Centro Ibn Gabirol Estrella Toledano School, Yahad, Maccabi, and Betel. Songs and music with Radio Sepharad's own Jorge Rosenblum and Eduardo Paniagua, and dances by the Gaia Danza Company. The audience will also be able to participate in traditional folk dancing and taste sufganiyot, the Sephardic sweet that's typical of this holiday. On Wednesday, December 9th at 8 p.m., Segovia will celebrate Hanukkah in the Plaza del Corpus, with the participation of the mayor of Segovia, the cultural attaché of the Israeli embassy, the presidents of the Federation of Jewish Communities of Spain and the Jewish Community of Madrid, and the Director General of Centro Sefarad Israel. Rabbi Moshe Ben-Dahan will bless the lighting of the fourth candle. Then there will be singing and dancing, including a performance by the Galapagar dance group, after which they will lead the audience in Israeli folk dancing. Finally, everyone will be invited to have sufganiyot and tea. Also, in the didactic center of the Jewish Quarter, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December 11th to 13th, there will be an exhibition and sale of typical Hanukkah foods and Jewish music and artifacts. Again, there's information about celebrations in more cities on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week. Hagadol, hagadol,